Chapter 8. The three men travelled for many days. Every time they entered a new land, they went to see the king. They always showed respect to the kings, and every king allowed them to travel through their lands. When they were hungry, they bought food from the farms and villages. Andras was learning. When he was kind to people, they were kind to him. He did not need to be aggressive with people or take things without asking. He was pleased that Mabon and Evan were with him. They always gave him good advice. Finally, they reached King Owen's lands. Andras was nervous as he rode towards the king's hall. He needed to get the shield. However, he must not start a war. He must not get the shield by fighting or stealing. He didn't know what to do. He spoke with Mabon about it.
"You must offer something valuable in return," said Mabon.
When they reached the king's hall, the three men left their weapons outside and entered slowly. Andras walked towards the king and knelt down in front of him.
"I am Andras, son of King Brennin," he said. "Have you come to steal more cattle?" said King Owen.
The men who were standing beside him laughed. Andras was annoyed, but he tried to stay calm.
"No, sir," said Andras. "I have come to apologize for my grandfather's attack many years ago. Our people want to be friends with your people. King Brennin is growing old. I will be king soon. I want to be your friend."
"I am pleased to hear that," said the king.
"As a sign of our friendship, I would like to ask for the return of our shield," said Andras. "It is very important to our tribe."
"I see," said the king. "But why should I hand over something valuable for nothing in return?"
Andras looked at Mabon, and Mabon nodded.
"I am a strong and brave man, sir," said Andras. "My friends are the same. We will work for you for as long as you want. We will earn the shield. You can ask us to do anything you want."
"Hmm," said the king. "Well, there is one problem we have, but it is very dangerous."
Andras got to his feet with excitement. He had learned a lot during his journey, but he still loved adventure most of all.
"We will do it," he said.
"Let us hear the king explain first, brother," said Mabon gently. The king said,
"My people used to go into the forest to collect nuts and fruit. However, a huge wild boar lives there now. Nobody knows where it came from. It is twice the size of a normal boar, and it attacks anyone it sees. I have sent warriors to kill it, but they have all failed. The creature has killed many of my best men."
"Do not worry," said Andras. "We will kill this terrible creature for you. Your people will be able to return to the forest."
"Are you sure?" said the king. "This is not an ordinary animal. You might not come back alive."
"I will return," said Andras, "and I will bring you the head of this boar.
If you do, I will return the shield to your tribe," said the king. "You have travelled a long way. It is time to relax now."
"No," said Andras.
"It will be time to relax after the boar is dead, and when the shield is hanging in my father's hall.
Come on, Mabon. Come on, Evan. We have work to do."